Hey friends, Jamie Grace here. And depending on what time of the year, either every single Saturday or one or two Saturdays out of the month, I host Wait It Out on Instagram at 5 p.m. Pacific time. It's a time for people that are single, dating, or even those that are like in a full-on relationship and they're just trying to figure some things out. It's a great place to come and talk about dating and relationships. And I host that on my Instagram. It's an Instagram live that we do. What you're about to hear is one of those episodes. And so some of the audio might be a little bit like doo-doo-doo. Because it's from an Insta Live, but I hope that you guys enjoy it. And if you enjoyed enough, I hope that you will subscribe to this podcast, of course. And I hope that you will hop on over to Instagram and make sure that you check out the next episode of Wait It Out. Riding with my baby, but today I'll be singing with my girls, singing with my ladies. All the girls with a ring on the hand, gonna hold it out, cause we can, yes we can. What's up, guys? Jamie Grace here. Welcome to another Saturday night, another Wait It Out session where we're going to talk all about dating, waiting, and more. I always say this at the beginning, if you're under 13, this is not the place for you at all. If you are like, you know, middle school, high school, this might not be the place for you either. Just know that this is targeted to adults and young adults that are single, that are dating, or that are engaged and that are waiting. And so let's just be intentional about the ears that we've got in the room. As you can probably hear, our 10-month-old just across the house, but she's not listening. Don't worry. She's probably, I don't know, got some headphones on, rocking out to Doc McStuffins. Who knows? But tonight is going to be a little bit different than the last couple of weeks. Tonight is going to be a little bit shorter, and I don't know if you can see my notes here, but I've got something very specific that I want to share with you guys. And then right after this, I'm going to go on my Insta story, and I'm going to share a promo for next week. We have a special guest. It is like, I'm really excited about the special guest next week. If you want to try to guess, I don't think you're going to guess. It's not my husband. It's not anybody in my family. But when you see who it is, I think that you guys will be like, oh. Someone said, can you say, yeah, I do save these lives. They're on my either on my Instagram, like, what's it called? What's an Instagram page called? A feed? Okay, I'm old. Or my YouTube channel, so make sure you check those. Anyways, so I'm going to jump right into it. I posted on my story today, and I said, if you're tired of being single, or are you single and are you over it, then this is the live stream for you. And I say that because I remember this from my single years. There are days, weeks, hours, and then there's, you know, it. There are minutes, whatever, where you feel super content with being single, and then there are days where you feel super over it with being single. And I don't, if anybody's like feeling super content right now being single, I want you to know that this might not be the live stream for you. But if you're having one of those days where you're just like, bruh, where is my future? If you're having one of those weeks where you're like, this quarantine by myself is not cute. If you're having one of those moments where you're like, I'm too old to be living with my parents. Whatever it might be, if you're in a season, a week, a day, a year, a month, an hour, if you're in a season where you are over it with being single, then we are going to talk about that. Today is for you. I'm going to share with you guys three things to do in the waiting. And the very first thing that I want to share with you guys, and I love that, I want to point out this comment by Steph. She says, I have a bruh moment at least once a day. Same. I have those moments, and they're not relevant to singlehood in this season, but I have moments where I'm like, bruh, what am I doing? Just with like everything in my life. I'm like, bruh, why didn't I put foundation on today? Like, it depends on the day, whatever. So that's life, right? So when you're feeling overwhelmed and tired of waiting, especially if you are grown, if you're 17, 18 and up, if you're in your 20s and 30s, 40s and 50s, if you're choosing to not have sex until you are married and you have moments where you feel like it's taking forever, I want you to remember these three things. And the first one, this is real talk. So if you're feeling emotional, go ahead and close this, because I don't want you to be like, oh, Jamie Grace hurt my feelings today. Because I'm going to be real with you. But here's the first one. Don't be desperate for a second date. The reason why I say this is because we talk a lot about the first date And we talk a lot about like when you've been dating for a few dates and then it's like, okay, are you going to keep dating this person or not? We don't talk a lot about the second date. And I'm talking about once you've gone out to lunch with someone and they're cool, you know, you're like, oh, we could totally hang out. But maybe you guys don't have the same foundation when it comes to Christianity, right? And I'm not talking about you disagree on something in Philippians. I'm talking about like this, you are a follower of Christ and this person is like, look, I'm just not sure I want God to be the center of my life. You know what I mean? I'm talking about you guys are not seeing eye to eye on the foundations of your faith. Don't be so desperate for a second date. In the same way that like whatever that next step is, for some of you guys it might be the second date, but for some of you guys it might be a FaceTime call after you've been messaging back and forth on a dating app. Whatever it might be, don't be so desperate to have that next step, to have that second date or to have that FaceTime call that you neglect your morals, you neglect your values, you neglect who you are, you're going to be okay. The end goal in life, the big moment in life is not to have a spouse or a boyfriend or a girlfriend or to lose your virginity or to, you know, whatever. That's not the goal in life. The goal in life is to go by like just to go out and make disciples, is to have a fulfilled life because you love Jesus Christ and you follow God's commandments. And so live life with that mindset instead of, maybe I can change him and just go on this other date and just see. Or, man, I know she said that she just sees me as friends, but like maybe if I ask her out again and we go out again, you can make it work. And I say this from experience. I went on a second date once that I was just trying to be nice because I felt bad. And I was like, maybe I should just try because I don't want to die alone and he don't want to die alone. So maybe I should just be nice to him and then just see if it works. And I just want y'all to know it's not Aaron. So no, it didn't work. So don't feel so desperate for a second date or a FaceTime or whatever that you give up on what could have been an awesome Saturday night for you and your friends. And you stuck at Olive Garden trying to think of stuff to talk about. Okay, so the second thing that I want to tell you guys, Trey, I got three things for a night. The second thing that I want to tell you, man, oh man, let's talk about this real quick. Who can read my handwriting? Whoa, what is the second thing? I'm gonna read it and then we're gonna try to make it make sense, okay? Because I don't know what my handwriting says. This might be a recipe for chicken and rice for all I know. Not to be stereotypical, but I, as a black girl from Georgia, if I have to write down a recipe for chicken and rice, we got a problem. But what I'm getting at is I don't even know if these are my notes for tonight because my handwriting is so terrible. So there's a comment here real quick. It says, I think girls are always desperate for dating. I think men are also desperate for dating. It's just that maybe y'all don't show it in the same way. So we're not going to do the opposite sex bashing in here where it's like, girls be doing this because they be doing this. It's like, and then boys be doing this. I think there is desperation equally on both sides. I just think that the extent of expression is different. I think oftentimes women show their desperation by saying yes to dates that maybe they're not interested in. And I think that men show their desperation by having a lot of attractive female friends around them. And they try to pretend like they like all of them because just in case they get bored one day, they might want to date one of them. So I think that both men and women have desperation in different ways, but I don't think that it's exclusively men or women. So that's just kind of my personal opinion, but I mean, you know, what do I know? So, okay, number two, it says, guard your time. Oh yeah, guard your time. Here we go. Let's guard your time, not because you're unmarried, but because you love your current season. So here we go. Ooh, when I was single, I had a lot of married people. I had a lot of married people who, and I do this, I say these things to single people too. So I think I actually just did this the other night. And as it came out of my mouth, I was like, don't be that girl. But I think sometimes when you're saying things and you're joking, it's one thing. And then when you're saying it actual as like a principle of life, that is, there are two different things. But I had people when I was single, they would be like, oh, girl, you better enjoy your time now. Because when you marry, you're not going to get this time back. So that's valid, right? That's totally valid. And I think it's fun to say. It's like, yeah, like totally enjoy this. I like to call it independent wealth. You've got so much of it right now, so much more time and resources that you likely won't have when you're married. So I'm not against that in general. What I am against is as a single person enjoying your singlehood as though it is the introduction to your life, as though you're enjoying the beginning before it gets real good, or before it gets real challenging, or before it gets real. You know what I mean? Like, oh, this is such a nerdy comedy reference. Okay. But I'm gonna so there's a thing in comedy, it's called a cold open, right? And a cold open is when instead of a show opening with "Welcome to the Jamie Gray Show," ba-da-ba, then the show will then open with like right into a joke, right into a lead. So say you're listening to a podcast, right? And the first thing out of a podcast is, I mean, what are you gonna do? It's just a chicken sandwich. So that's a cold open. It's just right to the point. There's no introduction, right? So don't live your life as though your singlehood is that cold opening and your marriage, your potential marriagehood is, that's a word. I was homeschooled. I would know. As though your marriagehood is like the grand finale. Live your life as though this is a season and the next season or whatever following season is just as beautiful as the season before. And yes, there will be things in that season that you don't have in this season and vice versa. But I would never encourage a single person to enjoy this time in singlehood in the context of I'm enjoying this because I won't have it later. You see what I mean? Because then that's creating a mindset, that's perpetuating a concept. That's one of my favorite phrases, say perpetuates a concept. That is perpetuating a concept that this is only good because of what will or won't happen later. And that's not true. This is good because everything God creates is good. And whether you get married or not, whether you date someone or not, whether you date someone and break up, whether you go on a few dates and you never clarify if you're dating or not, and then they move to Texas and you're stuck in Alaska trying to figure out what's going on and you're not really sure if you guys are together or not, and then 6 months later they get engaged and you're like, oh, we're not together. And I hate how easy it was to say that. I get that kind of DM from so many girls that are like, I thought we were dating, but like we're not dating, and then he got engaged, so I think we're not dating. Oh my gosh, just make it clear, people. Tell people what you want. Anyways, that's another topic. What we want to do is live this season like this season is a good season. I want to know really quick in the comments below. I want to know, and I'm going to wrap this point up because I've got my third one, and then we're not going to go. Our little one is teething, so this is a quick one tonight because she needs 1,000 more cuddles than normal. Okay, in the comments, what is your favorite season? Winter, spring, summer, or fall? So let's winter, that's all of them, right? I know that, you know, other countries and places, there's like, this is a huge conversation. So this is probably going to be more so for people in the U.S. I know some people might want to be like, LOL, my state only has one season. Our weather's out of control. But I want to know fall, spring, summer, what's your favorite? I'm seeing a lot of falls. Fall is my personal favorite season because I was born in fall, so. I'm just kidding. I'd really love fall for many different reasons. Okay, we've got some summer. We've got some spring. So here's the thing. It's a rose. Her favorite season, yes, the icons are really small. So her favorite season is summer, right? And then right after summer, we have fall. Jenna Carvelis, sorry if I don't know if I said that right. Jenna Carvelis, her favorite season is fall. So who am I to be like, sorry, Rose. I know you like summer, but Jenna likes fall. So if you just get over the fact that you like summer, it just doesn't make sense. They are all seasons and they all bring different things that are positive and they all bring different things that are challenging. And they are all different and complex and beautiful and rewarding. And they are all a gift. They are all a gift. And no season is better than the other. If we took a poll of everyone in the U.S. and we said, okay, what's your favorite season? Yes, there'll be some people that pick this one and some people that pick that one. But ultimately, they were all created by God. And we are not here to compare the things that God has created. Now, I know, of course, we could get into like, you know, science and math and psychology and whatever subjects and be like, well, actually, back in the times, these were the people that call winter because in Genesis, they never said summer. We don't have time for that right now. What I'm getting at is the actual days, the actual time, the actual trees, the actual leaves that change, those things in the season God created. So don't come at me, married people or single people, talking about this season is going to be better, this season, that season. No, all of them worth living, worth embracing. So don't enjoy this season with the mindset of, I'm enjoying my singlehood because I won't have it when I'm married. Well, duh, you won't have it when you're married. But don't enjoy it with the concept of tomorrow. So Elijah Flows, I'm seeing that you are really enjoying something called being contrary. Every comment that you leave is contrary. And what you should think about doing is starting your own Instagram Live, because ain't nobody got time for this. People are here because they want to be encouraged. And if you don't want to be encouraged, stop wasting your Saturday, buddy. Go do something. Go to christianmingle.com and get you a little girlfriend. Be honest and stuff with her, but you're doing the most, buddy. Calm down. Okay, number three, the last and final piece of encouragement that I have for you guys is, oh, this one right here, you guys. Everybody doesn't need to know your business. That is the last and final one. Now, this one was challenging for me when I was single because I made a choice at a very young age to share a significant amount of my life publicly. I made a choice to allow the Lord to use me in a public forum. And so this was, I don't want you guys to think that I'm doing one of those like, you know, I don't want you to think being hypocritical by saying don't share your business and then literally like every YouTube video that I ever shared was like, this is why I'm single. This is what I like. Yada, yada, yada. Even though I shared so much of my life publicly, there is so much that I kept private. I made a video talking about the kind of guy that I wanted to date. And that video was about a tenth of what it could have been because I didn't feel that it was appropriate for me to share everything. Also, you know, when I was even dating my husband, you guys didn't know until a few days after we had been engaged. So there's that. But this is, I don't want to talk about me. I want to talk about you guys. I just wanted to give that disclaimer so that you know that I'm genuinely pursuing honesty here. Everybody doesn't need to know why you're single. When people at your church, or your business in general, but when people at your church, you know, people in your family, extended family members, and they're like, you still single? You can be like, yeah. You don't have to say, yes, I'm single because I'm waiting on who God has for me. Even if that's the truth. If you know that that person is going to be contrary, if you know that that person is going to oppose what you're saying, if you know that your heart is in a place of genuinely embracing where you are in the season that you're in, and that auntie or that uncle or that church lady or that deacon or that teacher or that professor or that friend, that neighbor, that parent is going to push you away from what God has called you to do, or is going to tempt you to argue or to debate or to get messed up in your spirit or to cause you to feel insecure or inadequate about where God has called you to be, then hush your mouth. So we can't control what other people do, right? But we can control the access that we give them. And we can control, like, there's so many things about ourselves that we can control. So, I mean, this goes, sorry, Catching myself. This goes for so many different things. This goes for when you feel like someone's asking you too many questions about why you're single. This goes for when a guy you break up with someone. You don't have to tell someone every reason why you broke up with them. You don't have to tell someone that the Holy Spirit told you to break up with them. Maybe he didn't and you just making up stuff because you feel bad. But maybe the Holy Spirit really did tell you. But don't nobody need to know that? Because maybe he talked to the Holy Spirit too, but the Holy Spirit just hasn't gotten back with him yet. So what you trying to act like you and the Holy Spirit got, like you on speed dial with the Holy Spirit? Jesus told us not today, but he gonna tell you next week, okay? Don't be like that. You don't have to tell everybody's business. You don't have, that is not your obligation. You say, you know what, I'm not feeling this. We've been out for 3 dates and I just don't think it's gonna work.
Well, why? I feel like we have something great going on.
We did. It was so great, but I just don't feel like it's needs to move forward. And like, thank you so much for 3 awesome dates. Like, I had so much fun.
But like, where are you going? Like, what is it that you're looking for in a husband that I can't provide?
That's not your business. That is none of your information. What if I'm about to go marry somebody next week? Then you're going to know what I was looking for. You're going to be like, oh, that's what she wanted. That's not your business. I remember being in a professional setting and someone was like, they were just asking me too many questions, bro. They were just like, so why are you single? You're still single. You looking for somebody. So how many dates are you going on? And I felt the need to answer. I was like, like a couple of dates here and there. And they're like, oh, so like they felt like it wasn't enough. It was inappropriate. I don't know why I speak all the time about mentors, about having people in your life that can invest in you, one-on-one, small group, that kind of stuff. I talk about that kind of stuff all the time. And it's so important because those are the people that you need to be talking to. Those are the people that you need to be saying, is this wisdom? And those are the people that when you think you're speaking in wisdom, that they're going to be like, nah, little girl, that was dumb. That was not the Holy Spirit. That was not Proverbs. That was you verbs. And I don't want to hear no you verbs up in here. Those are the people that you're sharing that intimate information with. Not just Buddha Bowl on Instagram. Be like, yeah, bro, I just needed to talk to somebody tonight because I'm feeling really single and alone. There is the Lord. There is a Bible. There is a worship song on Apple Music. There's 15 million on Spotify. Everybody doesn't need to know your business. Everybody doesn't need to know why you're single. Everybody doesn't need to know what you're looking for in a man. Everybody, I don't know what this creepy little finger thing is. Everybody doesn't need to know. That's between you and the Lord and the community that he puts around you, your mentors, maybe even your parents, maybe your siblings, aunt and uncle. There are great aunts and uncles out there. I have some amazing ones. I don't want to sound like I'm just dissing all of them. But I remember so many times there were certain married people I would talk to and they would say that I sounded desperate. But then I would sit down with my pastors and they would say that I sounded like I was honoring the Lord with my choices. So be intentional about who you're sharing your business with. Who you're sharing your information with. Because everybody doesn't need to know. Okay, I gotta go. I enjoy hanging out with you guys. I'm about to share on my Insta story who I'm gonna be live streaming with next week. I'm really excited. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be so great. So I'm gonna save this. I'm gonna also try to put it on my podcast. Go. I'm not gonna lie to y'all, this is hard trying to like quarantine full time with a 10-month-old that runs around like she's 2. This child learned how to open doors a few days ago. She's 10 months old. That's not regular. So Aaron and I are having an awesome time. Like, we love our family, but trying to do like extra things like live streams and things like that that are not like directly job related, it's challenging. And it has been challenging like ever since I got pregnant, because it's just, which was with Bella, that was not an announcement. I'm talking about like, it's been hard for like over a year trying to do this job, like do this and be a mom full time. Because sometimes things just don't happen. And it's usually this. She's always fed and taken care of and cuddled. And so I just want to thank you guys so much for being so patient with me as we are navigating through trying to figure out how to work full time from home and have the sweet little baby. Thank you so much for saying happy birthday. 6 months ahead. All right. You guys are wonderful humans. Thank you so much. No, y'all, I'm not pregnant. Oh my gosh. No, I'm not. Pregnancy is awesome, but I'm not pregnant like this. I'll probably, I think I'm going to have another kid probably when I want to. So you're welcome for those details. Shout out to Asia. Evidum. I don't know how to say your name, but you're my favorite human. All right, guys. I love you much. I got to go. Have a great Tuesday. Whenever Tuesday gets here. Bye.